Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by the presiding bishop and pastor of the Jesus Faith Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina, where the zip code is 27834. You can find us on the web at www.tjsm.org, or you can email us at gojesusnow@aol.com. Our presiding bishop and pastor, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, broadcasts live and direct from his home studio. You can call in at 252-916-0104 or 252-329-0484. God has a word in the apostle's mouth for your life. And we're glad that you tuned into tonight's show. You can expect a miracle on tonight. Come as you are and leave like you always wanted to. Enjoy tonight's show. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Well, praise Him. God bless you. Good evening to you. A good afternoon, good day, good morning. I don't know exactly what time of day you're looking and playing this archive, but praise the Lord anyway. Amen. It's a good time. It's a good day to praise the Lord. Every day of my life is a good day, and every day of your life. It's just a good day to praise the Lord. The Bible said, man ought to always pray and not faint. And it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Your battery's okay?
Yes, sir.
So it's a good thing to be in. Got my wife here today. She's been running over there in Greenville. I've been at the house, so we've been kind of working together. And she got a lot did over there, got the ice machine worked over there.
Amen.
Money in the bank and all the bills. Pay, just need money to put in the bank, don't we? Glory to God. Well, how are you doing tonight, sweetheart?
Doing great. Fantastic.
Okay. That's good and fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, as long as you're going to be doing good, fantastic. I want to say good evening to all my friends. Brother Lynn, good evening to you. I tried to tell you the other day, but we got that check in the mail. Amen. Your donation, we appreciate it.
Amen.
So, so very much.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, Lynn is a real, I mean, he's one of the key supporters, him and Sister, what's her name?
Lula.
Huh?
Sister Lula.
Oh, say it out loud, amen.
Lula.
Sister Lula.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for you.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, we want some of the rest of you to kind of step up to the plate and help us.
Amen.
You know, we're doing all we can, but we need your help. You know, one can chase 1,000. The Bible says two can put 10,000 to a flight. So we need help to do what we're doing.
Amen.
My intentions are and is to preach the gospel. But it takes a nation. It takes, you know, just my wife and I. We hold it, but all the help we can get, we really need it. And
Amen.
You can make all correspondence to the Jesus Save Ministry right here. What's the address, baby?
The Jesus Saves Ministry, 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina. What is it? For 27834. You can also go on the web at www.tjsm.org. And you can also call us at 252-916-0104.
Amen. I tell you, God is good. And whatever you donate is surely and truly will be appreciative.
Amen.
Because, you know, we need to keep on. We don't want to go off the air, and we're not threatening anybody. But if the Lord touch your heart, we want you to be a blessing to us. Amen. Like God touches my heart to be here for you and to bring out some true points in the Word of God. And I know what God give me, honey. It is real. Now, tonight, we got a real subject I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about tonight. Your blessings are looking for you, part two.
All right.
Because I preached this Sunday morning, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Your blessings are looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I see my son putting it on the internet, and I think I've seen you put it or somebody. But it was good. But tonight I want to talk about it again.
All right.
With you here in the house with me.
Okay.
Sunday you were sitting in the audio room.
Yes.
But today you sitting in the audio room with me together.
Sounds
so
good.
We're on the same page tonight. But let's take a look at 700. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you, let me just pray for the service. Father, in the name of the Lord, I do give your name glory, honor, and praise. I thank you for all things, because without you, God, nothing would be. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for our audience. Thank you for the ability to preach the word of God in a free land. In the name of Jesus, I believe today that you will convict for sin, and you will forgive for sin, and you will save. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's look at something here. In the book of, well, I'm talking about the subject again. Your blessings are looking for you, part two. Where did I get that from? Okay, let's look at it. In the book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 62 through 67.
Mm-hmm.
Father, again, we thank you for your word tonight. Because we know by your word, we are overcomers and successful. And we can do anything but fail. Bless your word tonight. Bless my wife and I that we may speak exactly what the Holy Spirit says to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that you touch the hearers, that they can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Forgive for sin and save. Bless those that need to be blessed in Jesus' name. Honey, read verse 62.
And Isaac came from the way of the well Lahavroi, for he dwelt in the same country, in the south country.
Now, this is the same place that Hagar went. I just looked that up.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham made that of Sarah gave permission to have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a baby for him.
Right.
And then Sarah got jealous.
Because
God blessed opened her womb and gave her a child.
Okay.
And so she told Abraham to put that maid out, put her out. So she ran to this place, and it's really pronounced Lahara.
Lahara.
Like hair. Like Lahara.
Lahara.
The word hair, H-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's pronounced, Lahara.
Lahara.
This is what I heard when I heard it pronounced on word search.
Lahara.
Anyway,
Lahara.
That's where Hagar went. And she went there, and that's what angel spoke to her. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
So Isaac was over there. But meanwhile, Abraham had sent his servant back to his country to find a wife for Isaac.
Hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Now, Abraham is the type of God. So it's like God got some shows for you. I've been married before, but that wasn't what God gave me.
Hmm.
And I was thinking about it today. I didn't even talk to you about it. But you are what God had for me.
Hmm.
I hadn't thought about it. Until today, I was in here thinking, meditating. Hmm. And God said, well, you know, I gave you Charlene.
Hmm.
You married before. That wasn't who I gave you.
Hmm.
He said, and somebody out here right now, listen to me, baby. Mm-hmm. They are being blessed, but they're not fully being blessed. Because they're not receiving what God already got for them.
Wow.
See, Isaac didn't choose Rebecca. Abraham hadn't even seen her.
True.
He sent his servant to find a wife.
Yeah, he did.
And so it was something that God had already ordained.
True.
I thought about you today. I said, now, my wife was in my church. How many years? 20-some years? 28 years?
Mm-hmm.
Never dreamed of being married to you. Never thought about that. But God had you there all the time to be my wife.
Wow.
Have you ever thought about that?
No.
He chose that. That's not something you chose or I chose. And I'm saying to people, you got a blessing that God got for you.
Mm.
It's already set aside for you. But it see you before you see it.
Definitely.
You saw me, but you didn't know you were going to be my wife.
No, I didn't.
But God, you saw me.
Yeah, that's true.
But you didn't know it. But God had already set it aside for that reason.
Wow.
Look at verse number 63. What does it say?
And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming.
But he couldn't see was that down on there. He could see the camels.
Right.
But he couldn't see his bride.
True.
But she saw him.
Yes.
See, God got something for you that you ain't seen yet.
Hmm.
But the something that God got for you, it see you.
Wow.
You was in my church. How many years? I never thought about being married. One day I was joking with you. I said, you know, we ought to get married. You said, I ain't crazy, you know. You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that, right?
Yeah.
That's been many years ago.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, that's just going to show you that we can't see
right.
what
true.
God got for us.
True.
And I'm telling someone tonight, you don't see what God got, but he got something great and mighty
Amen.
Already designated for you, but it sees you, but you don't see it.
Right.
You're looking somewhere else,
okay.
and your blessing is right there.
Wow.
God got it for you.
Hmm.
So now he saw the camels coming, but he didn't know what was there. But now look in verse number 64, what does it say?
And Rebekah lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel.
Rebecca saw him, but he didn't see her.
No.
Why? Because God had chose her.
Right.
There's a blessing for someone tonight that you've been overlooking, but God got it there for you.
Wow.
You know, Bishop T.D. Jackson told a story how when he saw the house that God had for him, he said he couldn't believe it.
Hmm.
He couldn't believe it. Look, the things that God, you told me tonight that you almost bought, what kind of car was it?
A Ford Raptor.
A Ford Raptor. How much did it sell for?
It sold for $75,000.
$75,000.
Yes.
Now you looked at it.
Yeah.
But you never, I mean, how many, 4 years ago, you wouldn't even be looking at nothing like this.
Oh, yeah, no. Not even remotely.
Why? Because God put you in a place
yeah.
that you see. The one thing about God, I want everybody to know, the more he does for you,
mm-hmm.
the more you learn to trust him and expect bigger and better things.
True that.
See, some people got that, what's it called, a mini two spirit that can only believe God for the less.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some of us that just trust God and believe him for whatever he said. And what God says to us, sometimes it looks like it's too big, too large,
right.
or impossible to have.
Mm-hmm.
If I looked at you 5 years ago, I could never see you and I being married.
Nah.
Not 5 years ago.
No.
There was nothing wrong with you.
Not 5 years ago. No.
But I didn't see it. But God already had it set up. You understand that?
Yeah.
God already had it set up. Now, we've been married already, I think, 18 months.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful life. I mean, you do things in this ministry that I can't do. Like today, he was over there in Greenville, and I was over here in Belleport.
Mm-hmm.
And we got an ice maker in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And you call somebody, got them to fix it. Only what, $270-some?
Yeah.
Look at God.
Amen.
God knew what I needed.
Amen.
He knew what would make this ministry grow. And so he put you in a place that we could be together.
Amen.
And I'm telling someone today, the same way God has blessed this ministry and you and I,
Amen.
He got a blessing for the person that's listening.
Amen.
He got a blessing for you that you don't see it. You just think you're not good enough. But God got a blessing for you today. Look what it says in verse number 65. What does it say?
For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us. And the servant had said, it is my master.
Look at that.
Therefore, she took a veil and covered herself.
She didn't know who he was, but she saw him.
Right.
She didn't know who Isaac was. So she said, who is this man? But it was something different about him.
Yeah.
God got a blessing for someone tonight because he got a glory on you that that blessing see. And you need that to connect to get to the next level in God. I've been saved 41 years. And I was saved 41 years, 40 years when you and I got married. Mm-hmm. Already saved 40 years. So I wasn't with you. But God put us together. Now look what we're doing.
Amen.
I mean, you might miss one broadcast or two broadcasts. I might miss one. But the thing is, when one falls short, the other one's right there.
Amen.
That's how God works.
Amen.
And I'm trying to let somebody know tonight that God got a blessing actually looking for you.
Amen.
I was telling one of my sons the other day, I said, you know what? God, the prophet prophesied back last year that he was going to be a millionaire.
Right.
I said, but it's going to come to pass. If God says it,
right,
it has to come to pass.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that millionaire status is looking for him.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I heard Leroy Thompson preach, I guess about 10 years ago, maybe longer than that, in New York. And he said, I'll never be broke another day of my life. And I started saying that. And the next thing you know, God started opening doors for me.
Amen.
I mean, I was telling the gentleman that we got a new refrigerator today. And the gentleman that put it in, hooked it up. I said, man, I was telling about this millionaire friend, Mr. Duran, in New York, and Mr. Benny, how they blessed me. He said, you got no millionaire friend? I said, well, sir, God did it. I did not know it. The house we're sitting in right now, that man bought it and gave it to this ministry. Is that not a miracle?
Definitely a miracle.
Look, did you ever think that somebody would pay $200,000 for us to have a place?
Mm-mm.
You were struggling. I remember back, how many years ago you were talking about you wanted to get a house?
I don't even know.
That was in the 80s, wasn't it? Early
90s.
In the
90s.
I'm going to get me a house, and the man you was married to at the time, well, I'm not saying anything derogative, but he's deceased now. And you, he, I think every time you would talk about a house, he never wanted to talk about it. I didn't get it. But now he died in 2015, and you turns around in 2016, I said we were 17,
yeah.
And buy a house.
Yeah.
And pay for cash.
Yeah.
Do you see God had that already there for you and you didn't even see it?
Yeah. Nope. Didn't.
That's what I'm trying to tell the church tonight. God got some things for you tonight. But you ain't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But it see you.
Amen.
God got something in store for you tonight. Very important. And it's for you.
Yeah.
God wants to take you to another level.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to bless you with the supernatural.
Amen.
He wants to open some doors that you thought could never be opened. God wants to turn some things around in your life. And just like Abraham sent his servant to go find a wife for Isaac, Isaac had nothing to do with it. Well, what I'm saying tonight, God got a blessing for someone, and you're looking at something else, and that's not even what God got for you. You know, I used to say years ago, and I say it every now and then now, sometimes some people are looking to get, let's say, I used to see an apartment in New York. And I said, well, maybe God want to give you apartment complex.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they want to give you 20 apartments, mm-hmm. A building with 10 apartments, and you worry about one apartment? God got something big, especially for you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And anyone that believes the word of God, the Bible says, and she said, what's what? Go ahead, what she said, verse 65.
For she said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?
She didn't know who it was, honey. Mm-mm. But she was his blessing.
That's right.
He hadn't seen her.
Right.
Because he was in the field.
Right.
She was in a chariot.
Right.
He couldn't see it. But she saw him.
She definitely saw him.
God got a blessing waiting for somebody tonight.
Right.
And I hope you be the one to receive it.
Amen.
I'm just giving a message. I'm the mailman tonight.
Amen.
Let's look at some verse 66. Say what?
And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done.
Now Isaac finally found out that his daddy had sent him off to his father's hometown,
mm-hmm.
to find a woman for him,
mm-hmm.
a wife.
Right.
And this lady had accepted,
mm-hmm.
and she came back because she accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Not ever seeing Isaac,
mm-hmm.
but she accepted.
Right.
Isaac hadn't seen her.
Right.
But she knew she was obeying the orders of God because the servant told her his master sent him there to find a wife for him.
Mm-hmm.
So she went looking for her husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some women today, it's so nice, the woman said that, what's her name? Breland.
Oh, yeah. Breland.
She said she saw what she needed, she went, what she wanted, went, she went for it. I heard a woman say the other day, well, I ain't looking for no man. If God want me to have somebody, that man will look for me. But the thing is, honey,
yes.
sometimes God, he don't work the way we always want him to work. God got a way that is unexplainable. You can't explain everything about God. No matter how much you think you know, the Bible says, there is a way that seems right unto man,
mm-hmm.
but the end thereof is the way of death.
Yeah.
It's not, it just seems like it's right.
Right.
How many times I've seen people, even I myself, have thought I was right in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and then realize God said, well, no, Lonnie, that's not right.
Well,
that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
You think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But then God said, no, do it this way.
He sure will.
Y'all hear me? Are y'all listening to me tonight? I'm trying to get somebody to see that God got a blessing looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're looking for a blessing, but you got a blessing already that God has already set aside, especially for you. Good God Almighty. Mm-hmm. Baby, I don't know. I just feel that thing. I feel that thing this evening.
I feel that thing.
God got a blessing for somebody like he blessed me to help you. I was married before. But look, never in my life have I had a woman in my life that blessed me the way you do. Sit here and work with this broadcast. Whatever I can't do, you fill in and do it. You do the computer work. You do the graphics. You take care of the radio broadcast. Some things that I used to have to worry about, I don't have to worry about because you do it. Mm-hmm. And that's because God set it up.
Amen.
Saints, I'm trying to tell you, God got something set up specially for you. You're trying to do this and trying to publish this, and God already got somebody that's willing and able and capable of doing that supernatural for you. I don't know where it may be a home. I don't think it's an automobile, but it could be, but I don't think so, but it could be an automobile, could be a home, could be a record company, could be a studio, I don't know, could be a church, I don't know, could be a bookstore, it could be a grocery store, might be some business that God got for you.
Right.
And it's waiting on you.
Amen.
God's already made the way.
Amen.
And it's waiting on you to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
See, like my pastor, Dr. Johnson, you say you need to have your hands like this, like a cup,
mm-hmm.
to receive the blessings of God.
That's right.
Because God got a way of blessing you.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can stop it.
Mm-mm.
That's the good part about it. Let me go back here. Let's look at something else here. Over there in Genesis chapter 24, verse number 27, 67, what does it say?
And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
Isaac's mother was dead. But now here go Isaac, a young man with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And God gives him a help me.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible said he loved her.
Yeah, he loved her.
He went in his mother's tent.
Mm-hmm.
And they had sex and made love all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the glory
mm-hmm.
that God brought to that man's life.
Mm-hmm.
See, he got somebody now. And I'm not telling y'all to go off and commit sin. That's not what I'm telling you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God got a wife for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or a husband for you.
Mm-hmm.
And not, listen, one lady was in the church a few months ago, and I talked about shacking up. She got mad and left. I saw her. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's shacking up with a man. But the thing is, God don't want that. He don't want you shacking up.
Right.
He wants you to have your own wife and your own husband. He don't want you out there and laying with this person and that person. That's not bringing no glory to him. God got somebody especially for you, and they are for you. Don't look at the background. Look at God.
Right.
See, I think in New York, there was this pastor. I won't call his name. I think they're still living. Him and his wife both was out there prior to meeting each other. There was whoremongering. They was out there partying. And they used to tell it when they preached. I don't want to tell their testimony. But they got married. And now guess what? They had a fine marriage.
Yes.
See, if he would have been looking at her life, then they couldn't have no good marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And if she'd have been looking at his life prior to meeting each other, they would be too busy holding something against one another.
True.
But they had to let that go, like God does, and they became a loving couple that many souls got saved through them.
Right.
God got a way of blessing you tonight. Mm-hmm. Listen, my song, I want to say, play tonight. I woke up this morning by my friend and brother Griffin. He was at a church a few weeks ago. So I woke up this morning with my mind on the Lord for a blessing. Take a listen.
I woke up like this. I woke up.
like this. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I woke up with my mind to praise God.
Amen.
And that's what I'm trying to tell someone tonight. If you get your mind to praise God and trust him right now, God will make a way for you.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. God will make a way. And there's a blessing that God got waiting, especially for you. Nobody can have it but you.
Whoa.
It's for you. Honey, what do you want to say about that, honey? I'm saying that God got a blessing, and it's unique. It's for someone special. What do you like to say about that?
Made it special. With your DNA is directed just for you. It's amazing. I mean, if you read the story and get the background information, how this full orchestration of finding his wife for Isaac, and then to have her come and see him before he even saw her. Isaac didn't even know. He was distressed because
right.
his mother was dead. But his father had already sent for a blessing for his life, and she saw him long before he even saw her. And to find out later on in verse 67 that he loved her, he took her in, and he was comforted. And just the rest of their life throughout the rest of the Bible until his death, they had a wonderful marriage.
Yes.
But it all came from God's orchestration of the blessing before he even knew it. He didn't even know Abraham had sent
him. He didn't know it, nope.
He didn't know the servant's prayer, the agreement with God, the sending for her. Her family told him, wait, but let's see. She don't need to go. I mean, there was a whole full orchestration.
Right.
And many of us, but all this was happening while Isaac was distraught and distressed about his mom's death. Many of us, there's a lot of distress going on in our lives, but all the while, God is orchestrating one of your most magnificent, spectacular, special lesson just for you. Just for you. And it's got your name on it.
That's the whole truth. You know that?
God is looking for you.
God got somebody. He got a blessing looking for you. It may be a woman, a wife, maybe a husband. It may be a business.
I mean,
it may be a financial, what's it called, blessing.
Yeah.
Maybe a door God going to open.
I mean,
and you sitting here wearing worry, and God already got it figured out.
Yeah.
It took me 40 years before I met this, married this lady.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know it, but God already had it, already planned and set out.
Wow.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
God got a blessing with your name on it.
Wow.
And he's looking for you.
Mm.
Now, if you stop looking and let the blessing follow you,
mm-hmm.
you learn to let the blessing follow you. We learn
Amen.
To just let God be God.
That's the key.
And don't try to get in his way. Let God be God.
That's right.
He knows what to do.
Yeah.
He knows. I don't know what to do, but God knows what to do.
Yep.
My name is Apostle Lonnie Stark. You can call us at
252-916-0104.
916-0104. That's 252-916-0104. God will bless you tonight.
Amen.
God got to listen. I want, you know what, honey? I feel like we could pray for somebody, and God will do a supernatural miracle tonight. Somebody listen to me.
Amen.
God wants to bless you. Yeah, cut, but my little half thin, ain't it, baby?
Nah, it's fine.
Oh, my baby. She said, hallelujah. Glory to God. But listen, call me at 252-916-0104.
Mm-hmm.
We want to pray with you. What's the lady's name that was in the bed affliction? And you remember her name? And she sent a letter about 2 weeks ago? I can't think of her name right now. My daughter, can you listen? She said her and her husband listen. This is every night.
Stephen and Carol.
But you listening,
yeah.
We want you to know that God got a blessing.
Definitely.
For you.
Yep.
God want to do something really big.
Yep.
In your life.
Stephen and Carol, yep.
Yes, yes, yes. Look, don't give up.
Mm-mm.
Your blessing is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you ain't got to look no further. Stand, the Bible says, stand still.
Yes.
and see the salvation of the Lord.
That's right.
Stand still and see it. Look. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You ain't got to run.
No.
You ain't got to do all these backflips and whirlwinds, what do you call them? But the Bible says, stand still. God got some. Isaac was minding his business.
Yes, he was.
And Rebecca was coming to him.
She was coming.
And she didn't know him.
Mm-mm.
She said, who is that man?
Mm-hmm.
And the man said, that's my master. In other words, that's your fiance.
And she lighted off the candle.
That's your husband.
Yeah.
And she lighted off.
Yes, she did.
I mean, come on now. God got a blessing with your name on it, sister. Brother, God, look. Stop looking all around and just stand still.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see what God got for you.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's go a little further in the scripture tonight. I'm just really excited about the scripture tonight. Look what it says in verse 67 again. What?
And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, took Rebecca, and she became his wife.
That was his blessing.
Yeah.
Now, in those days, when they had sex, consummation, that was his wife.
That was it.
That's why David had so many wives, because he had sex. Didn't have no ceremony.
Yeah.
It was just sex.
That was it.
Solomon slept with them different women.
Once you took them, that was it.
And they called it wife. But yeah. Now, this was a real genuine marriage.
That's it.
That God had orchestrated for through Abraham and his servant to find Sarah for Isaac. I mean, for Rebecca for Isaac.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
And she became his wife.
Yeah.
And he loved her.
Yes, he did.
And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
Yes, sir.
Nothing could take the place of his wife. She just filled that vacuum.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You feel the vacuum in my life.
Come on then.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, let's look at some of my saints. Let's look at the introduction to this message. God's sovereignty. Well, go ahead.
God's sovereignty is more than sheep power or absolute authority.
See, some people think God's power, sovereignty, is just that he can just do anything. But it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just sitting on a page.
Right.
Or just absolute power. But God got more than that. Look what I said, number 4, number 2. He's what?
It is his capability of achieving his purposes in ways that do not violate the very conditions of life that he has created.
God got the ability to he got the capability
mm-hmm.
of bringing to pass
mm-hmm.
what he's already ordained.
Amen.
See, somebody worrying tonight, how you gonna get out of this? Listen, sometimes God got to get rid of some people out your way so he can open the door for you to get something else. But he got our name for you.
Right.
But it don't violate God and his conditions of life.
Right.
Because he created it.
Mm.
God has the capability of achieving his purposes. God got the ability to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's funky. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Yeah. Hi, this is Joe. I just had a couple of quick questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, two things you were saying. One was the idea of an agreement with the Lord in that situation. If you could elaborate on that. And also with the meditation, it's saying that he was meditating, not praying. That seemed to be, that's not quite the same thing. You know, it intertwines mostly, but it just says he was meditating in a remote outdoor field. What do you think the significance of that was? Would it have been a regular practice for him, I guess?
No, it's the idea that sometimes people are so headstrong and head fixed on what they want that they don't think. God gave us a mind, and many of us don't use 10% of our minds. And if he hadn't been somewhere to think, he wouldn't have been there where Rebecca would have seen him. She, of course, she didn't know who he was. But Abraham had sent the gift, he and my wife. He didn't even know it. Isaac didn't know it. His mother was dead. So the ideal is he wasn't praying for a wife. He wasn't praying for a miracle. He was just thinking. To meditate means to think. You know, what's the outcome? And God began to bring this woman into his life. And that's what he did for my wife. And I never dreamed that I ever be married to my wife, Charlene. Never thought about that. But 40 years later, we're married. I mean, that this look, God, and she does, like today. I was right here in Belvoir. We got people in the house. Somebody brought a brand new refrigerator, and I was here for that. Then we got some people here working in the house. But my wife was over there in Greenville at the church taking care of business that had to be taken care of. And that was the help meet that I needed. So that's what God does. He got help and a blessing looking for you. You may be looking for the blessing, but he got one. He got one looking for you.
It's okay. So you're saying that people, Isaac might have been running around for whatever goals he had, but it's kind of not quite prayer, but he was still opening himself up to the ways of the Lord just by meditating.
No, yes,
he
was not praying. He was meditating.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you would recommend meditating then?
Yes, sure, I will. Many times, look, we pray. And the Bible says clearly, if you ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears, and we know that he hears us. We have the petition that we desire of him. And sometimes we pray not even knowing his will. We ask that God for something that we want. We never take the time to ask God, is that what you want for me?
Hmm. So in other words, like, think before the Lord, meditate before the Lord, or ask, what do you want in this situation?
Yes, because God got a blessing waiting for you. And sometimes the thing that you think, it's what God wants. It's not what he wants. And that's why Isaac received what God wanted, and he loved that woman. And she loved him because they was compatible.
But he didn't know that. He didn't know that while he was meditating. But
he wasn't asking for that, no. The scripture doesn't say. His father is the one that sent for a wife for his son. So Abraham is a type of God. So it's the same way Abraham sent for a companion for his son. God has things already set up for you and I.
But at the same time, Rebecca had an agreement in place from her end pending his acceptance of that agreement. Or that she agreed to marry a guy that she never even saw.
No, right, because she believed God. Mm-hmm. When the servant came to tell her what his mission was, she accepted it. And that's the same way that God works. I was telling them, didn't I explain it yesterday? The church down here, I never in my life had seen this church. But I passed right by Memorial Drive. How many years coming in New York?
Mm-hmm.
I never even turned down here.
Yeah.
But God already had it set for me.
That's interesting.
Yes, then in 2016, I came and looked at the church, and they told me, well, Mr. Starks, you'll be next in line. We have a committed client that they're going to try to close this deal on April the 28th, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And on April the 28th, Mr. Moore Jr., which was the realtor, called me and said, Pastor Sox, I'm sorry to let you know, I want to let you know that they decided to let somebody, you know, we got another buyer. And so we're not going to go with you at all. But God had it for me, Joe. That don't know the buyer.
You're saying you were in the immediate area, but you never actually saw the building. You drove nearby, but you never saw the building.
I never saw the building. Never. And this building is on 2.5 acres of land. And I never seen, never seen, never. Had you ever seen this building before? Mm-hmm. Before?
Nah,
I mean, it just shows you how God works.
Yeah.
He got things in store for you too that maybe you ain't looked at. And sometimes we're so busy reaching someplace else and not standing still. And the Bible says, and seeing the salvation of the Lord. The word salvation comes from the word soteria. The things that he deliver you from, the things that he do for you, the doors that he open for you, you know?
So you could say in this case, he was more not panicking and he went to meditate in the field despite his personal setbacks. He didn't run around in a panic. He just you know, went alone and meditated as opposed
to... That's what he did. He kept his... He kept his devotion to God. He had no idea that his father had sent a wife for him. He didn't know anything about that. Abraham called his servant and said, I want you to go get my son a wife. Go to my home. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to marry one of these foreign women. And so God has a way of doing things for each one of us. And that's what I want everyone to understand. That he got something already planned for your life. But we too busy trying to tell God what we want. And we don't, you know, I know that the Bible talks about this woman that needed help in Luke, and how she was persistent, and the evil judge heard her. And Jesus said, well, look at this judge. If he would answer that woman because of her persistence, well, how much more would God answer you and I? That is true. But sometimes we need to just shut up and let God give us what he wants.
And in that case, the woman that wasn't a high-status woman that was being persistent. I think that was part of the story. I think I was an elevated, high-status person, yet he still was without redress in the moment. I mean, he was in what would be like a state of flux, a confusion to a degree.
He could have had any woman he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was Abraham's son. Abraham did not want him to get entangled with these women of that area. And so he sent for someone that was of his family. And that's what he did. And Isaac had patience to wait. And I'm telling someone tonight, I was lying in the bed today, and I was thinking, it took 40 years before I met this woman here, 40 years. I mean, I've been saved 40 years. I mean, I passed her 36 years. She was in the church with me, what, 25, how many years?
29.
29 years. Never even thought about marrying her. Never come across my mind. I mean, but look what happened. We are compatible. And that's what God wants. He gonna give you, maybe you want an apartment, something. I got a lady in one of our houses now, and I think my wife and I was discussing it. It's a 4-room house, 2 bathrooms. She got 3 kids. She's having a problem paying the rent. Well, that is not where God wanted to be. God don't want you struggling. God does not want you and I to struggle. He has a way that we can make it. Sometimes we want to live too big. Some people are trying to live in a house, and they should just have an apartment. You know, so you got to find out what God wants for your life and go for
right.
it. That's what I'm
saying. Right. But it is interesting, I think, like if you do contrast this story with the woman and the judge story, Isaac was a high-status person. The woman in that story was not a high-status person. She was a lower-status person, but she was persistent. Even with her low status.
She had a need, but she had a need, see. her thing was she had a genuine need.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't asking for something to flaunt or to show how much she had. She had
right.
a genuine need.
She wasn't asking for a Rolls Royce. So.
No. You know, she had a genuine need. And God answers that. Some people do have a genuine need.
Mm-hmm.
They may need
the word, so yeah.
They may need a healing in their body. But some people just want this, and they don't even need it. But God got something for you to bless you.
Well, that's interesting too, that what you're saying is sometimes you're saying, I'm bothering God, I need this physical healing, but it's a legitimate problem if you have a bad ankle or whatever, and you can't walk the route that you usually walk, whatever it is. It's a hindrance.
And there's nothing wrong with praying for that. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong to expect God to heal you for that. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, but that some people just, they're praying to have more money, but they won't give no tithes.
Hmm.
I mean, what are you praying? God, help me pay my rent. And God give you $1,000 check, and your rent ain't but $600, and you squander it, then you want God to help you pay the rent. That doesn't add up.
But I think from a Rebecca's point of view, it wasn't an agreement that she did appraise the situation. She appraised the people that approached her. She did make a judgment call. She agreed to it, but she did make a judgment call, like that these were the right people approaching her and so on.
Well, the thing about it, she went to someone that had the ability to help her, and she knew he did. And Jesus said because of her persistence, the man finally said, even though he didn't fear God and he didn't fear man. Now, the man wasn't God, but Jesus used that as illustration to say how the unjust judge answered that woman. And Jesus correlated that and said, if the unjust judge would answer a woman in that manner because of her persistence, well, what about God? How could we doubt that God, no, there's nothing that we could ever need that God is not able to answer it and supply it. But if we get to the place, some people get so stuck up. I was telling my wife yesterday, today, some people need a healing, but they won't go to church. But they'll go to the doctor, and the doctor can't, some things he can't heal.
And also, they really just spend time with you, talk to people, and they get a prescription. And, you know, my brother got a prescription, actually, a second brother, for an anti-anxiety. He got rid of it in like a week and just went off caffeine. That was really his problem. But I said, how long did the doctor talk to you? And I said, 5 minutes. And he said, no, maybe about 30 seconds, and they gave them they're not spending quality time with their patients in many cases.
God will listen to you. Listen, we got to go to clock on the wall.
Okay, sure.
All right, Joe, have a good one.
All right.
Listen, we want to tell you guys tonight, we'd love to hear from you. I'm going to give you the address and everything, how you can contact us right here. Hey, man, we need your support to stay on the radio now. And I don't mind coming. But if this broadcast is a blessing to you, make all correspondence out to TJSM 1007 West Arlington, Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. Until the next broadcast, may God bless you.
Master, if your word is Lord, lead. Order my steps in your words, please.